Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A fire weather watch begins at noon tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 67. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 47. High temperatures reach up to 76. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 61.
Mid-America Network News. A Kansas man was killed after his vehicle was struck by an Amtrak train early Saturday morning. The crash happened around 3:30 a.m. in Edwards County, just north of Highway 50. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 1999 Honda Civic was struck on the railroad tracks when it was hit by the train. The driver, 25-year-old Aaron Pineda of Garden City, died at the scene. The Amtrak train was carrying a conductor, an engineer, and 113 passengers. No other injuries were reported. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall told a Reno County audience on Saturday that the nation is safer and economically stronger than it was a year ago. Marshall said he is in the early stages of a 50-county tour across Kansas. He pointed to record military recruitment, declining fentanyl poisonings, and what he described as historically low murder rates as signs of improved national security. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Kansas State University in Salina professional pilot program students now have a specialized opportunity for early career success with Delta Airlines. K-State Salina has been selected by Delta, one of the largest airline employers in the United States, to participate in the Delta Propel Career Pathway Program, a university industry partnership that streamlines students' paths to commercial pilot careers. The native landscape of Kansas is going through some big changes. Forest encroachment is swallowing up the prairie at an alarming rate in Kansas, according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture. A new report shows a loss of Kansas grassland to encroaching forests, and many ranchers are stunned by how quickly the trees are taking over. Areas like Manhattan will see a loss of groundwater and greater fire hazards because shrubby ground uses twice the amount of water in the water table. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC-certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the Valentine's Day celebration happening this past weekend. Nebraska law enforcement agencies said they tried to use the opportunity of the holiday to catch criminals across the state. As according to KSNB Local Channel 4, the Valentine's Day celebration led to Nebraska law enforcement starting a new social media campaign known as Turn In Your Ex Day. In the tongue-in-cheek social media campaign, law enforcement agencies were encouraging members of the public to help capture fugitives and individuals with outstanding warrants by turning in their ex for the holiday. According to the Grand Island Hall County Crime Stoppers, they say that they were trying to take advantage of the opportunity to share the if your tip leads to an arrest, you could receive a reward perfect for treating yourself for a Valentine's dinner. The Columbus Police Department did the same thing, offering a quote photo shoot from different angles for exes that can win an all-inclusive stay at the Platte County Jail. According to law enforcement, they say that the campaign did help boost the warrant arrests. Good American Network News.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
U.S. Senator Roger Marshall stopped in Marysville this past Friday, visiting the Marshall County Extension Office to highlight a program that is making a real financial impact for local seniors. The focus of the visit was the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, known as VITA, which provides free income tax preparation for seniors and qualifying residents. According to 2024 numbers from the Marshall County Extension Office, the local impact has been substantial. Last year, volunteers completed 448 tax returns. The average age of those served was just over 60 years old. More than $408,000 was refunded back to the hands of local taxpayers. The average refund was $1,555, with the average adjusted gross income just over $24,000. The program also helped generate more than $118,000 in earned income credits, nearly $65,000 in child tax credits, and close to $12,000 in education credits. And by using the free service, taxpayers saved an estimated $89,600 in tax preparation fees. During his visit, Senator Marshall reflected on what it means to see services like this operating in rural Kansas, emphasizing the importance of local programs that directly assist seniors and working families.
You know, the model that you're using here is the exact model that I envision for the community health centers and the rural health clinics, is that you don't have to have an accountant to do a lot of these things.
Sure.
And you don't have to have a doctor or a master's degree in nutrition to coach people up with some basic nutrition skills.
It was also asked to the senator about a broader concern facing many residents of Kansas this year. Many residents have recently lost their Affordable Care Act tax credits for health insurance, leaving many of them priced out of the marketplace and facing uncertainty about how they'll afford coverage moving forward.
So they've kept their original Obamacare credits. What they lost was the extra government COVID subsidy is it. What we need to really focus on is bringing down the cost of health insurance rather than sending $150 billion a year to big insurance companies. So our thrust is to bring down the true cost of health care through our transparency bill, through our price tag bill, which would force every health care provider to show you prices up front. When we can turn patients into consumers again, increase competition, then that's going to bring the prices down for everybody.
Looking at the bigger picture, and from his perspective in Washington, federal and local partnerships play a critical role in continuing to support services like these that directly benefit rural Kansans, ensuring communities have access to the resources and assistance that they need to thrive.
Well, I think that that this is a great example why we're here today. I didn't realize all the different things K-State does, but a lot of it's federal dollars coming through different programs to help give them the funds and the resources they need to help people with their income taxes as well. So a lot of the grant money that K-State Extension is using is coming through the federal level and then dispersed at the state level.
Locally, VITA services in Marshall County are offered by appointment only in Marysville every Wednesday from February 4th through April 8th. Appointments are available from 9 to 11 a.m. and again from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Helvering Center located at 111 South 8th Street. For those unable to attend in person, drop-offs are accepted Monday through Friday until noon at the Extension Office inside the courthouse at 1201 Broadway, Suite 5B in Marysville. Participants are reminded to bring last year's tax return and their bank account number if they would like direct deposits of their refund. For more information or to schedule an appointment, residents can contact RSVP of Northeast Kansas at 785-562-2154 or reach out to Susie Latta at the Extension Office at 785-562-3531. With nearly half $1 million returned to local taxpayers and thousands more saved in preparation fees, the VITA program continues to strengthen both individual households and the Marshall County economy.
Cheryl R. Juergens, age 78, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Liberty Cemetery, with a visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Cheryl Juergens. Cyril V. Schmitz, age 74, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10:30, from St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Rosary Wednesday at 2 at 8 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Cyril Schmitz. Morris J. Hyman, age 83, of Baileyville, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Thursday at 2 with a rosary at 1:30 from the Sacred Heart Catholic Church at Baileyville. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Morris Hyman.
Everyday people lose their money to scams. It is important to keep your information safe and understand what to look for. Use strong passwords, enable multi-factor authentication, and never give out your financial or personal information via phone or email. Remember, you cannot win a prize or a sweepstake that you didn't enter. Companies won't ask you to send money or gift cards back on a mistaken overpayment. And beware of suspicious links. If you are unsure, give us a call. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Southeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Some sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. South winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. There will be a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then some snow showers are possible throughout Thursday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. And more snow showers possible throughout Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 44. Record high this date was 70. The average low 20 and the record low at 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:19. Sunset this evening at 6:04. Quarter to half an inch widespread across the Marysville area reported Saturday. Inch or more reported parts of Washington County.
Some fun trivia about a far from trivial job. We will share some fun facts about our nation's chief executives on a President's Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341, 800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, February 16th, the 47th day of the year. Actor LeVar Burton has a birthday, and it's the day we honor our country's chief executives, President's Day. Let's celebrate with a few tidbits of presidential trivia. What's the most common first name of U.S. presidents? James. We've had six so far. We all know that Abe Lincoln was a lawyer and rail splitter. Did you know he was also a bartender? The first president born as an American citizen was Martin Van Buren. His predecessors were all British subjects. The first to be born in a hospital, Jimmy Carter in 1924. And FDR may have been the most superstitious president. He refused to sit down for dinner with 13 people and avoided traveling on Fridays. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Jayhawks ended up ending their winning streak over the weekend with their game on Saturday, where they fell to the number 5 Iowa State Cyclones in a 74-56 loss. The loss puts the Jayhawks at a 19-6 overall record, with the Cyclones at 22-3. The Jayhawks are still going into the week at number 9 in the top nationwide AP polls. Melvin Council Jr. was the big scorer for the night, putting 15 points on the board after 34 minutes of play. Darren Peterson had 10 points, Florey Badunga had 11 points, and Bryson Tiller with 8. Even after the loss, they are still sitting in that number 3 slot in the Big 12 Conference with a 9-3 conference play record, right behind Houston, who's 11-1, and Arizona at 10-2. The Jayhawks now back in action on Wednesday this week with a tip-off at 8 p.m. where they're on the road taking on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. And Kansas State basketball, they continue to struggle, sitting at the bottom of the Big 12 Conference. Their latest loss over the weekend against number 3 Houston with a 76-64 loss. Mid-America Network.
Multi-platinum selling artist and country music powerhouse, Sammy Kershaw, is coming to First Council Casino. Saturday, April 11th, Sammy Kershaw, live and in concert at First Council. Get your tickets for Sammy Kershaw at the Seven Clans Players Club or TicketStorm.com. Don't miss Sammy Kershaw, Saturday, April 11th, at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Big news for the Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball team after they have announced that they will be featured in an upcoming docuseries that will debut this spring on Paramount Plus. As KSN News reports, Paramount Plus did make the announcement recently, saying that they will be releasing a 4-part docuseries called Made for March in the month of April. It will be focused on the Kansas Jayhawks and the Michigan Wolverines. In a statement from head coach Bill Self on the issue, he said, quote, "For over 2 decades, the Kansas men's basketball program has been approached for a variety of all-access documentaries, and I have always turned them down. However, this is one moment with an incredibly special team where I felt it was finally the right time to let viewers behind the curtain to get unfettered looks at what goes on within Kansas basketball." According to Paramount Plus, they say that the viewers will be able to expect to find unprecedented off-court access, exclusive game footage, and interviews and coverage of key regular season, conference, and postseason matchups within the Big 12 and the Big 10 as part of the docuseries. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High boys and girls wrestling teams each finished 8th place at Silver Lake in the tournament Saturday. Waters won 1st place in the boys' division. Hirschlag was 4th and Bush finished 5th. On the girls' side, Schoonmaker finished 3rd, Swearingen 4th, Throm was 5th, and Wassenberg 6th. Marysville wrestlers at Rock Creek Tuesday wrap up the regular season with girls' regionals February 14th and 15th, boys regionals February 20th and 21st.
High school basketball scores from Friday night's action in girls play. Chapman over Marysville 44-29. In our broadcast feature, Valley Heights over Frankfort 58-31. Hanover defeated Donovan West 58-44. Blue Valley over Axtell 51-33. Onega over Washington County 41-29. And Lynn topples Centralia 50-46. While Clifton Clyde defeats Smoky Hills 60-23. Rossville over Abilene 54-39. Rock Creek over Concordia 62-43. And Wamego over Clay Center 55-29, while Diller Odell defeats EMF 40-22. In boys action, Marysville over Chapman 64-33, Frankfort over Valley Heights 55-40, Hanover defeats Donovan West 61-34, Axtell over Blue Valley 65-31, Washington stomps Onega 64-29, while Lynn defeats Centralia 64-54, Clifton Clyde over Smoky Hills 53-38, Rossville over Abilene 98-48. Rock Creek over Concordia 64-40, and Wamego topples Clay Center 57-45, while Diller Odell falls to EMF 78-35.
Friday night action in Marysville shows the girls coming up just short, losing 44-29 to the visiting Chapman Irish. Second half offense just never got started as they only scored 6 points in the second half. So Chapman's 15 in the fourth quarter is really the difference maker. Kenley Hawley leading the scorer with 9 points, but in the final loss, 44-29. On the boys' side of the action, they come out with a dominant win, 64-33. Cole Ringsdorf leading the surge in the third quarter with his 14 points, 4 three-pointers made in that third quarter. Bulldogs win again big, 64-33.
Our Friday night feature game on KNDY saw a Marshall County matchup as the Frankfort Wildcats hosted the Valley Heights Mustangs. In our first contest, it was all Valley Heights girls as they win 58-31. Mustangs jumped out the first quarter 23-0 and never looked back. En route for the 58-31 victory, Ava Smith led the way with 13 points all in the first half, a dozen for Mia Vermitten and 11 for Paige Miller, 11 for Tessa Parthamer, and 10 for Miley Haug in the losing effort. The Valley Heights girls move on to 14-7, 6-2 in league, while Frankfort girls fall to 7-15, 2-6 in league as Mustangs win 58-31. In our boys' contest, Valley Heights Mustangs winless on the season, led by one at halftime, but the Wildcats outscored Valley Heights 19-8 in the third quarter en route to a 55-40 victory. Everson Parker, the junior for Valley Heights, had 24 in the losing effort, but 23 from Wes Anderson and 14 from Fred Rosequist pushed the Frankfort boys to the 55-40 victory. Frankfort boys now 11-11, 4-5 in league. Valley Heights Mustangs will stay winless in 20 tries, 0-8 in league play. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this has been Max Velasquez.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY each evening following sports at around 5:20. With Monday Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune in for the Coach's Corner, plus live coverage of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and area games live on FM 95.5.
Strands of pea-like foliage inspire the common name of the Easy Care succulent String of Pearls. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow String of Pearls in a well-drained potting mix in front of a sunny window. Allow the long stems to cascade over the edge of a container or shelf, or grow it in a wide, shallow container where the long stems can root in to create a dense mat. Like other succulents, water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil are dry. Avoid overwatering that can lead to root rot and death of the plant. Move it to a cool 55 to 60 degree location for winter and keep the soil a bit drier. This helps stimulate summer bloom. The fluffy white flowers are small but have an impressive spicy fragrance. Start new plants by rooting 3 to 4 inch stem tip cuttings. Remove the bottom few leaves and place the cutting on or the cut end in moist potting mix. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ernest Werther was just a young boy in charge of keeping an eye on the cows. What he did while tending the herd turned into his lifelong passion, a collection that people come and see yet today. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. you'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Carol Moreland's grandfather was Ernest Werther. As she explains, his hobby began quite by chance.
As a young boy, he had to take the family cow out to free pasture because his father had passed away. Out in the countryside with the cows, he had nothing else to do, and one day he found a pocket knife in the road, pried it open with his teeth, and he started whittling on sticks and fence posts and anything he could find.
Ernest became quite good at whittling and carving wood. Because of his needed labor on the farm, he had little chance to attend school or get a formal education.
Yeah, his second grade education ended when he was 12. And then at the age of 14, he lied about his age and got a job at the steel mill. And he worked there for 24 years.
His hobby of whittling and his job at the steel mill led him into another line of work.
And he couldn't find knives to hold a good edge for his carving. So he, through working at the steel mill and reading a lot, he got around to developing his own type of steel that would hold a good edge for him. So that's how it got started with the knife business.
Ernest retired from the steel mill about the time his son came home from World War II. The father and son began making and selling knives. But Ernest was also carving quite interesting works of art.
His wife and his daughters, because he had carvings throughout the house, said you've got to find something to do with them because there wasn't enough room in the house for them or for all the people that came to see them. So that's when he built his museum.
The museum that is here today holds her grandfather's intricate carvings. These are very large, working models that are truly something to behold. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Dover, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
Before you ride a horse, you have to get on it, and that's not always easy. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This is a lot easier with a horse that's taught how to mount and dismount as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As a kid and learning how to ride a horse, we were always told to mount on the left side. My first pony was Coco, and she usually started lumbering off before I was ready. Trainer Frank Bell is known as the Horse Whisperer. He says you're vulnerable when mounting a horse, so it's important that you have control. Bell's method for teaching the horse to stand still is called the one rein stop.
When you pull their head to the side, it means stop. And once you've got that well established, then when you go to mount, you have a little bit of mane and rein on the left side. If you're mounting on that side, then you tilt the head just a little bit. And so that says that the horse stands still. When you're mounting and dismounting, in any situation, you want to have that head tilted a little bit into you. You want to have direct contact of the rein to the horse's mouth.
If the horse hasn't been ridden before, it has to slowly get the feel for what's coming.
I just put a little weight in the stirrup with my hand, get him used to that, and then it'll go to my foot, get him used to that. And then I get on about halfway, you know, just get up where I'm leaning over, where my center of gravity is over the middle, so they don't feel such a twist in the girth area. If they can handle all that just fine and stand still, then, you know, I'll swing a leg on and stay on for a few seconds and then get off so the horse knows that when I get on, it's not going to be forever.
Use mounting blocks, a fence, or something like that to get up in the saddle. It's easier for the rider and is less stressful on the horse's body. Bell also advises teaching the horse to mount on both sides. There may be a situation where you can only get on or off on the right. Should you become caught in the stirrup and the horse takes off dragging you, Bell says to roll toward the horse onto your belly and your foot will come out. Find more horse training tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
If you've been thinking about finding a church home, or you made a New Year's resolution to reconnect with your faith, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to welcome you. This is Pastor David Thompson. Life is full of questions, challenges, and new beginnings, and faith can bring a sense of hope and direction that makes all the difference. Whether you've been part of a church before or you're just starting to explore what faith might mean for you, there's a place for you here. Join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and discover a community where you can be yourself, belong to something meaningful, and become who God created you to be. You are invited to St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
In Malachi 3, God asks Israel a startling question. Will a man rob God? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Israel had withheld tithes meant to support worship, care for the priests, and provide for the poor. This wasn't about funding an institution. It was about faithfulness to a covenant relationship. Their lack of generosity showed a deeper problem. They no longer trusted the God who provided for them. Sadly, this passage has sometimes been twisted into guilt-driven giving. But God wasn't fundraising. He was inviting his people back to trust. Test me in this, he says, and see if I will not open the floodgates of heaven. That's grace, not coercion. For believers today, giving still reveals whom we trust to provide for us. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Robert F. Kennedy talks about the first year of the Make America Healthy Again movement. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You farmers and ranchers are used to taking risks. You know there's a certain probability that livestock could get a disease or a crop could be wiped out in a storm. But we also want you to think about the safety and health risks you face daily and take steps to beat the odds. Farm safety is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. We are what we eat, as the saying goes, and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says we are not doing well at all in that department. In a Heritage Foundation web event, Kennedy says American kids are among the least healthy in the developed world.
70% of the food that our kids eat are ultra-processed foods, and it's killing them.
Kennedy says childhood health stats have deteriorated since he was a kid.
During my uncle's administration, when I was a 10-year-old boy living in this town, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $4.3 trillion a year.
Kennedy says the corporate business community is to blame.
If your whole diet is coming from ultra-processed food, that puts the power of agriculture and food production into the hands of these multinational corporations, BlackRock and Goldman, etc. And it takes power away from the farmers, from the ranchers, from the local producers.
Much of Kennedy's effort in his first year on the job at HHS has been about the nutritional aspects of better health. That Heritage Foundation event included a panel discussion, and I'll have details on that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
A salute during National FFA Month from Marshall County Farm Bureau, Route 77 Corner Stores, and Schroller Collision Center.
Hi, my name is Alyssa Juneman, and I'm the Washington County FFA Chapter Secretary. I've been in FFA for four years now, and my favorite activity is nursery landscape. I've done it all 4 years, and I really like it because you learn a lot of new things that you can use every day and out in the real world. One of the benefits of FFA is teamwork, because whatever activity you do, you'll always be working with a team and you can push each other. And then to encourage other people to join, I would say that the biggest thing is that you get to work with people outside of your school and your grade, and so it really pushes you to make new friends. And so I would really recommend doing FFA.
A salute during National FFA Month from Marshall County Farm Bureau, Route 77 Corner Stores, and Schroller Collision Center.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. A bipartisan effort is moving through the Kansas State House to significantly ramp up the state's response to its deepening water crisis. House Bill 2558, introduced by Representative Jim Minnis, a farmer from Scott City, proposes to increase annual spending on the state water plan from $35 million to $60 million. This $25 million boost is intended to build upon the momentum of a successful 2023 law that created dedicated funds for local water infrastructure and technical assistance. The core of this bill focuses on two critical areas. First, $10 million of the new funding would be earmarked for the Water Projects Grant Fund. This fund is vital for municipalities across Kansas that are struggling to build and maintain the infrastructure necessary to provide clean drinking water. In eastern Kansas, many reservoirs that serve large populations are filling with sediment, reducing their capacity, while smaller towns are finding that their existing delivery systems are reaching the end of their functional lives. The second major earmark provides another $10 million for the Water Technical Assistance Fund. This is specifically designed to help local communities navigate the complex engineering and regulatory requirements needed to start major water projects. For producers in western Kansas, the stakes are even higher. The Ogallala Aquifer is depleting at an alarming rate, with some communities estimated to have as little as 25 years of water remaining. This bill aims to provide the expert help needed to implement large-scale conservation and management strategies before that clock runs out. What makes this bill notable is the complete lack of opposition during its initial hearings. Lawmakers from both parties, along with Governor Laura Kelly, have identified the water crisis as a top priority for 2026. While the state is currently facing budget debates elsewhere, the consensus among agriculture and municipal leaders is that the cost of inaction far outweighs the $25 million price tag. If passed, this would represent the most significant permanent increase in water funding in the state's history, signaling a long-term commitment to stabilizing the Kansas water supply. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Imagine your work day starts like any other, then suddenly, everything you've worked for is under threat. Prevent cyber attacks before they happen with PTCI Protect. Our managed firewall secures the front door, and endpoint device protection stops the attack on every computer, every time. With our powerful backup restore feature, never worry about losing your data. No ransom paid, no downtime lost. You built your business. We'll protect it. PTCI Protect. Protect your business today. Visit PTCI.net to get started.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals. Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as Smart Lick lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
We don't think much about electricity until it goes out. Caring for livestock can become a life or death situation without it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority brand herbicides plus Anthem brand herbicides. Use Authority brand herbicides for clean fields in the front and for big yields in the back. Apply Anthem brand herbicides 21 to 28 days after emergence. For outrageous protection that really stands out, visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority brand herbicides and Anthem brand herbicides to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
How did livestock farmers ever raise their animals in the days before electricity? The way we farm now is much different. Hot water heaters, mechanical ventilation, and electric lights are all items taken for granted until a weather event cuts off the juice. Russ Daly is an extension veterinarian at South Dakota State University. He says many farms have generators that will kick in, but they aren't always fail-safe. You should also have a backup plan for the backup.
So the first thing is just to sit down and ask yourself, what would happen with my barn where I have my pigs or my barn where we have the calves, or it's calving time and I need to make sure I have some milk replacer for calves or colostrum? All those kinds of possibilities, depending on the time of year and the production status of your farm, when the power outage hits, it might be very different circumstances.
Daly says a common use for electricity on farms in the winter months is supplying water to the animals.
First thing is probably thinking about, okay, how am I going to get water to our animals if we do depend on electric pumps for a water source? Is there a surface source of water that they can use? Are we going to have to, you know, get down there and break some ice for animals to go in and drink water? They can maybe get by with using snow for a temporary water source, but animals that are lactating really need some water.
Vaccines and other medications stored in refrigerators should be treated like food items when the power goes out. Keep the fridge door shut unless absolutely necessary. If the animals require heat, provide deep bedding to keep them warm. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on caring for animals when the power goes out at agriculture.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. With being above average in temperatures to end 2025 and begin 2026, there are additional concerns about the health of the wheat crop. K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre explains what diseases she is keeping a closer eye on this year. She discusses the wheat curl mite and wheat streak mosaic virus.
So after 2025, obviously, this was a big topic. We had some big campaigns coming into the summer of 2025 to control volunteer wheat. But unfortunately, there was still volunteer wheat out there, right? And now what happens is we had really good moisture for wheat and volunteer wheat growth and development, right, through the fall. And we also had that warm weather that favored the curl mite development, right? So again, when we have mild temperatures, when we're in the 50s, 60s in the fall, those curl mite populations can continue to build and can continue to cycle, right? And that's when we see those curl mites kind of marching across fields and causing pretty widespread damage, right?
Onofre says when growers would start to see the infections in the field.
We don't see symptoms from those infections until we start hitting the April green up time frame, right? That March, April time frame. So we can be a little bit worried right now. So I'm a little bit worried. You know, I wouldn't say we can totally say for sure, right, that we're going to have another bad wheat streak year. But we did have the conditions for those curl mite populations to build, right? And they could have caused some damage. And we'll have to see after green up really what the situation is there.
She also describes what else people with wheat fields should be watching.
The other concern is leaf rust, right? So we talked about leaf rust a few weeks back. We've gotten questions about that still. So we had this warm weather through the fall. It caused leaf rust to pick up, especially in southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado. And that wet, warm weather was just good for it to take off, right? So you might drive by a field, looks kind of yellow, walk in, it's actually leaf rust. We even saw some powdery mildew out, all sorts of fungal diseases that just enjoyed that warm, wet weather. It'll really matter this year what happens in February when it comes to these fungal diseases, February, March. Those conditions will really kind of drive what happens in the spring for our fungal diseases.
That was K-State wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre with her recommendations of what wheat growers should be scouting for in their fields because of the weather. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
For top-notch service for your vehicle, look no further than Honeyman Auto Sales and Service right here in Marysville. Expert care and maintenance with fast turnaround time to ensure your vehicle runs smoothly and safely. Don't compromise on quality and get back on the road today. This is Ty Lumley with Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You can find us on Facebook or stop by East Highway 36 in Marysville.
Have you driven a Honeyman lately?
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Monday. Just a reminder, markets are not open up for the President's Day holiday today. So instead, we have to wait until tomorrow for the markets to resume back on Tuesday. However, we can still take a look at some of the closing numbers back from Friday's trade day, and all of these markets were up and down throughout the day. Over in the livestock, live cattle for February up 57 cents at 243.07, with April down 2 cents at 240.62. Feeder cattle for March up 42 cents at 366.15, and April down 17 cents at 363.45. And for the hogs, lean hogs for February up 20 cents at 86.95, and April down 55 cents at 91.27. And for the energies, crude oil for March down 7 cents at 62.77, and April down 2 cents at 62.63. Unleaded gas for March in the red down to $1.90. Heating oil for March down a penny at $2.38, and natural gas for March is slightly in the green, up a penny at $3.23. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins discusses some of the many aspects of USDA efforts to combat New World screwworm over the past year.
I just want to update everybody where we have come from in the last 11 months since we really began to address this. We suspended all live cattle, horse, and bison imports from Mexico. We launched a 5-point New World Screwworm Response Plan in June. We are investing up to $100 million in research and innovation, including traps, treatments, improved fly production, and development of dyed sterile flies for easier identification under UV light. We've expanded border surveillance, trapping, and USDA field staffing, including hiring additional tick riders. They keep moving along the border looking for the threat, and we'll continue to build that. We've trained detectors. vector dogs to identify infested animals. We've coordinated a whole of government effort, including agencies, our state partners, and also Mexican authorities. We have updated the emergency response plans and responder training to ensure rapid coordinated action.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text, and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
The winter season is the time for recovering from the year's harvest, repairing equipment, planting winter wheat, and preparing for the upcoming season. So what's in store for the next year of farming? Here at the Mid-America Ag Network, we'll keep you informed on the latest news and information to help you prepare and rebuild. From legislation in Washington to the latest technology on the farm and outlooks for the new year, the Mid-America Ag Network will be here to help keep you prepared for the upcoming challenges on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
A salute during National FFA Month from Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Main Street Tax and Accounting, and Parker Seed.
Hi, I'm Emma Kroger, currently serving as Axel FFA Chapter Secretary. I enjoy being involved in FFA because it gives me the opportunities to participate in contests throughout the year, meeting new people, and experiencing events like State Convention. Thank you for supporting the Learning to Do, Doing to Learn, Earning to Live, Living to Serve. Happy National FFA Week.
A salute during National FFA Month from Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Main Street Tax and Accounting, and Parker Seed.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Turn on the tap and turn up the quality with Pentair water filters. They're built tough, engineered for performance, and designed to eliminate unwanted impurities and contaminants in your water to give you peace of mind and enjoy crisper, cleaner, and safer water. Check out all our Pentair products in-store. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Test drive the all-new 2026 Chevrolets at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville, including a new Silverado 1500 model pickup, 3.0 Duramax with a Z71 package. They have four new Chevy Traverse front-wheel and all-wheel drive models, a new 2026 Chevy Equinox, and one remaining new 2025 Chevy Blazer at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are off in observance of President's Day. The Standard & Poor's 500 and Dow Jones closed out a losing week Friday with a tiny gain. The NASDAQ composite slipped about 0.2%. Millions of Americans face rising heating bills after a frigid start to 2026. Power demand was as much as 150% above normal, according to AccuWeather. That's on top of rates that were already expected to be higher this year than last. Warner Brothers is said to be considering reopening talks with Paramount. Bloomberg says members of Warner's board are discussing whether Paramount's latest offer to buy the company might now be better than the deal offered by Netflix. One byproduct of the worsening financial crisis in Cuba is the cancellation of the annual cigar festival in Havana. Without providing any details, the event's organizing committee says it's working on setting a new date for the fair. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.